Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
And that's when the monkey bit my cock off.
It's the Gamer Show on the British Tech Network. Welcome. We have, as always, just for poops and giggles, we're 12 minutes in and we've had a lot of technical issues. But we're here now and that's what matters, really. We briefly managed to fix the stereo issue if you're in the chat room just now or you're watching on live, and somehow managed to break it again. I've got absolutely no idea what caused it, what didn't cause it. It's a conundrum, frankly. It's a conundrum. But I'm not alone this evening. I have with me my faithful sidekicks, Sam and Chiz.
I mean, we're going on strike.
How are you guys this evening?
Not too bad.
You enjoyed all the stuff from the Paris Gamer Show? No, yes. The Paris Game Week. Gamer Show.
Basically, Sony.
That was it. Did you just bugger off to Paris, you
turd? I accidentally mentioned there that I franchised the show and didn't tell Sam and Chiz or give them a cut of it, but yeah. So anyway, Paris Game Week last night. Last week, Sam, you'll be completely up to date with everything that happened there.
There's stuff and things.
Were you aware it happened?
Yes. It was in the news.
It was in the news? Really?
Well, in my news stream.
In your news stream, yeah,
CBBs
exactly.
Just show anything these days.
Ross has just pointed out the gamer is backwards on my t-shirt, and that is because I am Flip Jess. I actually should be over here, but then I'd stand in front of these two handsome gentlemen, so I have to stand here, but the way that the camera is set up and my studio is set up, I have to flip it. So there you go. Fun fact for
it
you
is,
there.
It's just so when you're addressing us, you're looking the correct way on the screen. Is
exactly.
That okay?
Yeah. There's a lot of work on it to build this studio for once every 2 weeks and three listeners. It's impressive.
What do you mean?
When he's
grooming.
So you guys are here.
He's talking to us.
Okay.
Whereas in reality, I should be over here.
Yeah.
And actually still looking that way. But never mind. Anyway.
You need to point in another direction to make it evident on the... Yeah.
I know I say this pretty much every show, but this has got to be the worst one. Yeah.
Was that a swear?
Anyway, I have... Just because sometimes
you've got
Sam...
a manila folder. Manila folder.
What have you got in the manila folder?
Because Sam sometimes slips into a diabetic coma during his podcasts, I've brought a game to keep us occupied. Only me and Sam can play it, and you're not allowed to see these until then, but like we have to mark these off of what happened.
You need a pen.
Yeah, it's called the Paul Gamer Show Bingo Game. We can already knock out the bottom right one, if you want to read that out.
Hold on, I need to find another pen. Hold on.
Inept audio or visual tech issue has happened already.
Do you need a line?
Oh, just as many as we can get.
Oh, okay.
And the ones that we doesn't get, we'll read them in. But
if we get a line, do we get to shout like the poll? No, that's too long.
Does so have you got different words? Because that kind of ruins the game if you both got the same words.
We've both got the same thing. I couldn't be bothered making that many.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just to see how many. Although he wasn't. although he hasn't really done the top left one, he was actually quite quiet.
Oh, quiet.
I've got annoyingly loud, excited intro, but you're actually reasonably normal.
Look at me.
Away, Paul.
So, related, I
read them out at the end.
Also, just because it's Halloween weekend, my mum made loads of cakes for Morgan to take to a party on Saturday night, and I forgot to give them to her. So we've got...
You literally stole candy from a baby.
Yeah, I know, quite bad.
All right.
So a whole bunch of Halloween cakes made by my mum. So you can sit and enjoy them. Yeah, there's some cakes there and stuff. Right, okay, anyway.
So, wait just a second. There was like a little...
Nope, wrong video. There we go, that's better.
Wait, which we eat these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you just holding them out? I thought you wanted me to put it back.
Sam, face the microphone.
Sorry. You may look at it, Sam, but then you have to put it back.
Well, you kind of looked like you didn't want to eat it.
It's tasty. It's a marshmallow. Anyway, right. So anyway, we've got lots to cover tonight. We've got very little to cover in terms of games we've played, because frankly we've just played Ark again. But there's
no he's got a new one.
I've got a new one actually as well.
We're done
numerous
stuff.
Games.
Yeah, you do want to talk about Ark as well, though.
Obviously.
Cool. Okay. Grand. Hi, Ellis. Ellis has just joined the chat room. Good evening. How are you, Ellis? So first of all, we're just going to talk about Boundless. Now, Chiz, you put this in the old bit show notes.
I'm just going to play this here. So this was it was announced at PAX Game Week. Yeah, you've never heard about it before. So basically, it's PS4 and PC. And what's interesting about this, it's a sort of another one of these universe building, crafting type, block animation type things.
Yeah. And which I thought would appeal to you, basically.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Sorry.
Well, no, he's alright there so far.
Okay.
Sam, apparently your microphone's
not
on.
It is. It's got an arm on it. And he's on.
Is he quiet on his thing again?
Apparently.
Sam.
That mic was quiet for me last week.
Maybe that microphone's broken. This is your sort of your Minecraft-y type wander around. It's got a little bit more animation, a little bit more stylized than Minecraft. It's not quite so blocky and things like that. As I say, there was announced at Paris Game Week by a developer called Wonderstruck, who I've never heard of before. I don't know where they've come from. I don't know if they just kind of did small games. The biggest change against your sort of your Minecrafts and things like that is this isn't just about a planet that you meander about on. It's actually a universe, so it kind of like in the same way as Terraria, or however you pronounce that. It's a sort of a, is that not on there? You feel like you pronounce something. Surely that's on there.
Yeah.
But I didn't try.
Different.
The other thing is you can create things, obviously like Minecraft and everything like that. That's finished. We're just
coming back here. So you can create things like Minecraft and things like that, but you can also go on and sell them, sell access to them. So one of the examples is you can capture a whole bunch of zoo animals and things like that, and then you can open a zoo, and people have to pay you to get into the zoo. Another thing is if you create some cool invention, you can actually sell the blueprints as well to other passers-by. And the other nice thing is you can claim land as your own as well, which is interesting. This does look interesting. It's probably something I will check out. You guys aren't really into that. Well, actually, no, that's unfair, because Sam, with the whole Ark thing, you are getting quite into that, but you just didn't like the whole kind of simplicity of Minecraft, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, something a bit more complex. And horrifically dangerous.
There we go. That's that one.
Oh, yes.
Fake laugh.
Definitely in. The first one that we got was
what?
Inept.
You don't pay attention.
Inept audio or visual tech issue.
Yep. Inept audio visual tech issue, fake laugh, and can't pronounce the name.
I've not tried to pronounce a name yet, to be fair.
Did you claim that one?
What?
I left can't pronounce a name because I thought that was actual person's name.
No, you'll do it again there.
Just to annoy you, Paul, I also have another game that I want to add into this section of the show.
Sorry, that was just to please you. Anyway, carry on.
We already had it.
Sorry, what were you saying, Sab? I was busy. I was just put through onto the chat room that there's. I had double audio coming out in a couple of channels, so I was just fixing that. Sorry, what were you saying, Sam?
I've got another game that I want to add to this section of the show.
Okay, please do. We've got enough to talk about today, but please chuck another one in.
It is called Hard West.
Right, okay, is it in the show notes for us to have researched and got some kind of YouTube video available for it?
Is this,
but you could do it in like 2 seconds.
Is this about Adam West clearing up the streets?
If you stopped...
I'd love to see that.
That would be quite cool.
Yeah. Does that count? There was a lot of size and mump in there.
No, but it's about that, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but...
Not yet.
There's Hard West gameplay. Not going to be porn or anything like that. What number was that?
Got it. 18, basically. 18 minutes.
Cool. Right, this is Hard West we're looking at here.
So Hard West is...
Love to just kind of organise this well.
Yeah, it's totally fine. The rest of it's been pretty awful, so hey-ho. Hard West is a top-down, turn-based kind of Weird West shooter in a kind of XCOM-ish kind of style-y.
Okay.
Starts off and you're just like guys with six shooters and stuff, but there's also a little bit of undead and some demons kicking about. It looked pretty funky, totally caught my attention.
I think it's just against AI, no human players against, or
no, I think it's just AI. It's not out until the 18th of November.
You know, there's hardly any point in doing show notes, really, is there?
No, not really, because I never read them anyway. I didn't even know that they existed this time, because I'd totally forgotten that you made them, like, 2 days after the show last time. So, I haven't read them at all. I do normally, to be fair. I just pretend I don't, usually, but I haven't.
Right.
It looks really good. I pre-ordered it. I think other people...
Is it PC?
It is PC.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Very much that sort of setup where you need a mouse and
you probably couldn't play this now.
But it looks pretty funky. The story's quite interesting. The weapons and the mechanics look quite cool. I like the style of it.
Cool.
People should give it a go.
It does look kind of interesting. It's
if you liked XCOM, I'm pretty sure you'll like that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What's the price? What's the price for the pre-order?
Like XCOM. I got it for 15 quid, I think.
Cool.
On Steam, just Steam.
Okay.
What country's Quid from?
Quid. it's Nigeria.
Ah.
A Nigerian Quid.
Yeah. Nice. I've still hear back about that prince about money. But,
yeah. there was a whole million Quids coming to you, wasn't there? It's fairly impressive. Well done. Anyway, right, okay. So to finish
wagon
off...
Wagon full of benches as well.
Wait, anyway. Wow. Well, to finish that last one off before Sam rudely interrupted,
sorry.
Boundless will be likely a late 2016 release, but it is not confirmed yet. No Man's Sky apparently has a release date. Who knew? I can't read that because it's too far away. I'm just going to have to wildly guess. I think it's that one.
That's it, yeah. Well, I was going to say, Paul, a handy thing to do with this is maybe deactivate YouTube's autoplay thing. That's why you keep jumping on other videos.
I don't know how to do that.
It's in the settings
My
thing.
God, this was just smooth. Smooth like ground glass.
Yeah, indeed.
But anyway, it's June 2016, isn't it?
So June 2016, from Hello Games, it was just Sony announced it at the press conference. There was rumours that it was going to be available last week. What on earth is this? Is this
This is some dude talking about it.
Come on, get rid of this.
Is it just us watching them rant about it?
There we go. There's the one sky there. There we go, yeah. There was rumours it would be out last week. It was going to get released last week, but no, not yet.
Yeah,
it's going to be
that would have been pretty
June.
Cool and surprising if that happened, but there was no chance of it happening.
I think we spoke about No Man's Sky a few times. I don't know if we need to go into too much detail here, but it's quite cool that a date is now set for that.
Did they say, well, obviously it's PS4, and is it PC at the same time, or is it delayed on the PC?
I only could find any details on the PS4, but that's purely because it was Sony.
Yeah.
Announcing it at their press conference.
I'm pretty sure it's the same time in PC, and I think it'll come to Xbox One at a later date. I don't think Sony's got overall exclusive rights, just a time exclusive,
okay.
I think.
Okay. As we know, we've got Uncharted 4 coming out on the 18th of March 2016, but during Paris Games Week, Naughty Dog announced that it was going to have a multiplayer mode. Which looks reasonably interesting. So you can see this is a clip here from Paris Games Week. There's going to be a beta of this out on the 4th to the 13th of December 2015, but you need to buy... I hate this. You need to buy Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection. I don't like it the most times when people do this, but equally, if you've got fans who like the Uncharted series, they're not going to go out and buy Nathan Drake collection because they probably already own all of them. Mm-hmm. And then you're making them buy them all over again just to get access to the beta, or at the very least buy it and then return it 2 days later or something like that. But anyway, so the new features they announced was you can have a buddy that joins you, sort of a sidekick, much like Sam and Chiz, which is AI controlled. You can call on now and again to come and join you and help you out. there's Mystical you can use.
I believe Sam's microphone's not working.
Yeah, he's actually unplugged his microphone. Well done, Sam.
There's like mouse poo or
something. The chat room is asking, Ross in the chat room is asking, are we using other people's video podcasts as your own?
Paul secretes Rice Krispies.
I
leave the window open, so in the wind all sorts of crap comes off the trees. It could be Rice Krispies from the trees.
Chocolate Rice Krispies. Falling from trees.
Oh, chocolate Rice Krispies are Cocoa Pops, Sam.
In Tweed Bank, I've got a higher
You've
class of taste.
Actually, encouraged me to start maybe climbing trees.
Anyway, can I get through this? So there's Mystical you can use to give you supernatural abilities, and a grappling hook has been added in, which you can use to climb and also to kind of spin in the air and then land on enemies in a dramatic Batman-style-y fashion. So there you go.
Yeah, I've never really quite got on with Uncharted multiplayer. I've really enjoyed it's a single player games, and I will be getting Uncharted 4. But from what I've seen, the multiplayer doesn't. I don't know. It just didn't seem to be anything more interesting than what they've done before. But just have to wait and see. But as I say, the past its multiplayer parts of it haven't really taken my fancy much.
Okay. That was my misunderstanding. I thought this was the first time they'd done any kind of multiplayer.
No, they introduced it in a, I think it was since Uncharted 2, I think they brought in the multiplayer. But it's not been anything, it's just been quite, I don't know, like, I'm not going to say like anything, but it was more, it was team based and it was taking cover. Think of Gears of War, except you could climb up stuff.
Yeah, right, okay. Okay, I quite like the Uncharted series, but I've never actually played the multiplayer. I've only ever played the single player of Uncharted. But I'm quite looking forward to Uncharted 4. It's another one of them things that just might slip me over the edge of getting a new PS4. It's been out for a couple of years, but the PS4, specifically now that it's down under the 300 price mark. It's,
you can get for 250 now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sony have officially moved it down to 299, but you're right. Yeah. You can get deals that take it down to 250. But certainly Uncharted and The Last of Us, which I know is ridiculous because I could just play it on my PS3, but there's something nice about the PS4 being considering that. The chat room, so Ellis specifically in the chat room is asking, are we covering Black Ops 3 because it's out this week? Ellis saved up his birthday money and pre-ordered in September and he is really excited. We're not, mainly because none of the three of us are that into Black Ops 3. We possibly should make an attempt at it.
No, I don't know. I did play the last, it was called, I got the end of it, played a bit of campaign, played a bit of multiplayer, but I don't know, I've become a bit jaded with Call of Duty since, basically it was Modern Warfare 2 was the last one I invested a lot of time into, and then I think you convinced me to get 3 because you were playing online with a few people, with you in fact, and I think I joined you once and that's the only time I played it. And that's probably the last time I actually played, last time I even played one online for any period of time.
Yeah.
I think it's just because we're really bad at it.
Yeah, it's possibly something to do with that.
Children like you shoot us and then laugh at us.
Yeah, that's not fun.
That hurts our feelings.
I think
Stop talking about my mum.
The last one I played was Black Ops 1, I think. I quite enjoyed Black Ops 1, but I found it a bit intense.
Yeah, it was Modern Warfare 2 and Call of Duty, I really enjoyed, and then invested a lot of time in them and got pretty good at them. But I don't know, I just find them a little bit stale now. I don't know, I want more from my shooters these days.
Yeah.
A bit slower paced now, maybe it's just my old age now. A bit more tactical.
Why have you gone back to that?
Because Ellis is asking for the Black Ops 3. So, just so you know, Ellis, I run quite a tight ship on a show. I know your dad is all over the place. He just puts whatever he wants up and he just does it. It's a very scripted set that I do on my shows. You're just totally ruined it here by asking me to put the Black Ops 3 trailer on. I've got a list of trailers that I'm going through. Hold on.
I believe you and just for one of the big shows just for 2 hours showed his belly button.
Well, he mined it for fluff.
Yeah. Well, like, he made it talk.
Oh, dear. Right, okay, here's the Black Ops 3 trailer.
He pretended it was Steve Jobs choking on fluff.
Oh, no, that's not. That's Sam and Chiz. Here we go. There's the Black Ops 3 trailer.
It's black.
I think that's a Black Ops 3 trailer, actually. It's I'm not 100% on
that. Story trailer, so it's probably no gameplay in this at all.
But, it's quite dramatic.
Yeah,
isn't it?
As I say, like,
Paul, why don't you tell us what's happening?
Yeah, Paul.
Please.
I think it. Paul talks through a video. Yeah, is it?
But it's he describes frame for frame what is happening in a video.
Paul. Oh, damn it.
Oh, hold on, we do have some sort of in-game graphics now. But
it's a tough-looking man smoking a cigar.
to be honest, games coming out within the next week, there's a bigger game that we're more excited about.
There is.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. I'm not going to have to find this blooming trailer now as well.
Or more money, but it will be not as good a game.
I don't know. What? Paul? Mm-hmm. Paul? Numbers?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Numbers, Paul.
Sorry. Hang on. I'll fix this. See, this is what happens. They just go all over the place when I'm trying to... When I'm trying to...
Probably it's... not hashtag either. Good luck.
Right. So. What won that one?
Go to combat one.
Yeah, combat.
That one there.
Yeah, yeah. Go with that one.
Okay, okay. Put this one on. So this is Fallout 4. Sorry, I almost said Fallout 3.
what happened to the cool thing that you had? Before, Paul was going to announce it with the image that is it Carlsberg?
Well, see, that's what, we're jumping all over the place. That was the next story.
Well, okay.
You're the one that...
There's an additional I'm sorry, Paul. That as
I'm
well.
I'm sorry, who took the question from Ellis?
Yeah. You don't have to. The chat room is there to be ignored.
So this is Fallout 4, which is out, of course, later on this week as well. I'm assuming we all have it pre-ordered?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I PC? Highly recommend that everyone jump on CD Keys? You'll get it for significantly less. I think it's on for about 20...
It's 28 quid at the moment. Yeah.
28?
Yeah,
£28.
It kind of varies every day, but it'll be round about that.
And elsewhere, I've been looking, and it's a lot of the places up are on 40 quid. So yeah. CD
that's
keys,
on PC,
guys.
That is. So like Xbox, you might have to get... I think there's a few places selling it for 35 quid for PS4 and Xbox.
Are there?
If you check Hot UK Deals, you'll find it for about there somewhere. But PC, 28 quid.
Shop around.
Yep. Hot UK Deals is a handy website. You'll find the best deal there.
Yeah, I find Hot UK Deals sometimes quite annoying to try and work your way through. Sometimes it's a little bit annoying. Yeah.
You kind of have to be... As long as you put in the right sort of search words, you'll be all right. But it can be vague. Oh.
See, I got a new camera angle for you guys. Look, I made this one the other day. It shows the two of you and a YouTube video in between you.
All right.
There you go. So that means that...
I was going to say, yeah, it's the crotch cam. you are now literally...
I can't use crutch cam as a show title again. We've used that a couple of times now.
Alright.
He's literally bumming Fallout 4.
Cheers, I dressed up as a vault dweller for Halloween.
You did, it was quite good.
Cheers wanted me to come and wear my vault dweller out.
I think you should wear it for the next one because you will have played Fallout 4 then. And you can show us your boner in your boiler suit.
I'd like just be a zombie having not slept for weeks.
Anyway, right, okay, so can we go back to the script now?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Right, okay. So, yeah, there is. This is a well-oiled machine, this.
You keep telling us that.
Technically, has he done that one before Fallout 3?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It confuses a game with another game or film or TV show.
So Ross is asking if there are any Fallout games available on Mac other than the Vegas one. So that was Fallout 3 New Vegas.
No, because you're a sewer dweller.
I haven't got a clue.
I don't actually know.
I have no idea.
That feels like something that Mr. Google might be able to answer
for
you, Ross.
Never had to scrape that barrel.
Please, our resident Googler, Ross, if you could Google that and get back to us, please.
Yeah, Fallout 1 and 2 probably
check,
are. Fallout 2 particular is... Right, well,
you know what? I'm just going to check myself. We're all over the place tonight.
I was going to say, Ross, have you got Steam on your Mac? Just check Steam on your Mac to see if it's in the store. If it's there, you could probably play Fallout 1 and 2.
So Fallout New Vegas is... Fallout Original is, by the looks of things.
Fallout 1 and 2 will be on it, maybe.
I prefer 2 to 1. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, Fallout 2 is quite good. You bought me that for my birthday when I was...
Basically, Ross's... search engine.
What number is that?
52.3.
No, it's not.
32.15, maybe.
Thank you. Can we have?
Definitely done that.
Just ignore them. Everything's getting complicated because
I'm paying attention to the chat room. Right. Okay.
Getting the blame.
Yeah. So Bethesda has teamed up with Carlsberg UK to create a Fallout beer. Well, there you go. Which is effectively a bottle of Carlsberg with Fallout tags on it.
For 20 quid.
£29.99 for 12 300 milliliter bottles.
This is actually really clever because I was going to say, unfortunately, it will taste like Carlsberg, but then again, it probably will be how post-apocalyptic beer will taste like.
Yeah, that's very true.
I don't mind Carlsberg.
I do not like Carlsberg.
Also, can
I add that... Tenet's is terrible.
there is a soft drinks company, I don't know which one, but they are doing
the Nuka-Cola
Quantum.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the blue glowy one.
Yep. Indeedly do.
I saw that article as well, but I didn't pick up who's doing
it. No, neither did I.
It'd probably be Virgin Cola or something.
Virgin Cola don't exist anymore.
Ben Shaw's. It's quite an obscure Yorkshire-based soft drinks company.
All right.
Okay. Horizon Zero Dawn, which was first seen at E3 earlier on this year, got a little bit more stage time at E3, and they basically played through a video, which is this one here, or they played through a level, which is one you're going to see here, and there's another guy talking, so we need to skip through.
We've spoken about this one before.
We have spoken about this one before, after E3. You're getting a little bit more... Jeez.
Yeah, this guy keeps talking over it.
Yeah, stop talking over that.
So show the game and get your... ugly, spiky face at them.
So this was, again, for Paris Games Week. What they showed a little bit more was you setting up traps. Go away, man! Oh, dear.
He's the sort of guy you'd come across in a sex sauna or something. You're going, all right.
Having never been to a sex sauna, I didn't comment.
Right, it's full of guys like that. Right. Hey, Ewan.
So this is a post-apocalyptic world where giant machines who act like animals and dinosaurs roam about, but you are sort of in this funny post-apocalyptic but equally sort of caveman-y type world where you've got to take down all these... He's got a really shiny lip, isn't he? He's gone again. Where you have to kind of take down...
That's from being in the sex sauna.
We have to kind of take down these. I've not seen anything, and hopefully it's kind of explained in the preamble, when you actually play the game, but what made these robots decide to take on animal-like ways? Like,
yeah, that's an odd one.
Yeah, I kind of find it a little bit funny. Anyway, it looks quite interesting. This is obviously them showing you taking down one of these beasts. So each of the beasts have sort of funny little weak spots and things like that you can attack. And
it's got like a... RPG, it's strategy element to it. It's like everything's got like its hit points, so hitting certain areas and whatnot, and there's loot.
Yeah,
I think
so. You can loot and craft and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It does look quite interesting.
The only thing, I'm hesitant about is because their track record, for me personally, I don't think it's that great, because the Killzone games, as pretty as they were, and the gameplay wasn't too bad, the story was as bland as you could be. Like, imagine the blandest thing in the world. Like,
but on this, is this going to be one of those games where you can just ignore the bland story?
You can maybe just like an open world thing and just run about and craft and stuff and do your own thing.
Or is it going to be like Assassin's Creed with a bland story keeps interrupting you?
Yeah, and you can't actually get on with anything. There was another clip that I saw was actually the part that they showed on stage. So when they actually talked about it on stage, and they were taking down, I can't remember the name of the animal now, but it was basically this massive, massive big dinosaur looking thing with big jaws. And what you were able to do was actually shoot some of the missile launchers off of this animal's body, and then you could use the missile launchers against it, which is quite cool.
Yeah.
There was another video I've seen about this. In fact, this is the video show just now, where they're trapping a herd of, look like sort of large emus, I guess? Robotic emu type things.
Yeah.
So basically what she's doing here is she's putting together a trap across these rocks, and then you'll see in a second that she scares them. That's not... I'm describing why she's doing it. I'm not describing what she's doing. So Ewan believes that may have been Mark Norris from The Wurzels. That reference is lost on us, Ewan, I'm afraid. We're all too young.
You don't know The Wurzels?
I've no idea who Mark Norris is. I'm aware of The Wurzels.
Yeah. Like, if he just said the name, like, if he had the word Wurzels in that sentence, I was lost.
So here you go. So they've just scared them, and then they all run into the trap, and it all explodes, and that's the end of that. Anyway, and so now you've got it.
Oh, now the deer are chasing her. They're like horrible... vicious reindeer.
Well, it's like Rudolph.
I love them.
So actually, you're about to see here, just in a second, there we go, here comes this big beast. So this is quite cool.
So they are supposed to be like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, I don't know, they make no reference to dinosaurs. They only seem to talk about it as like large animals and stuff. It's kind of weird. I don't really get it.
It's bipedal, it's got a big tail. I mean, what was it going to be?
Yeah, and
like a rhino.
And the rocket launchers that T-Rex used to have were really dangerous.
Rhinos, two legs.
Rhinos only rest their front hands on the ground. They actually walk just with their back legs.
In a gorilla type manner. Okay.
They just love the feeling of the dirt going through their toes. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Just running along, dragging massive feet.
Okay, cool.
What was the show title we got from that?
Okay, so this looks quite interesting. Horizon Zero Dawn. So I expect that will be something that we're all picking up.
As long as the story is not as boring as being a lift to Ross.
Right. Okay, so the Steam Controller, which was originally announced in 2013, finally came out about just over a month ago. Mm-hmm. And it has been discovered that the controller does not work at all.
I still think people are playing this wrong. Clearly, the right-hand side is an area you rest your balls
on. Sort of
in.
Show that a little bit.
And that's where you get the haptic feedback.
I thought this was bigger. Sorry, folks. It's a weird, weird image. It's kind of looking a bit crap on the screen there, but I'll just have to do. This is the Steam Controller. Apparently, it doesn't work on Mac, but they allowed a whole bunch of people to buy it on Mac. Apparently, the Steam Link does not work either, which is that little game Steam box? The Steam box that allowed you to sort of transmit your games elsewhere. The only thing you can do is you can take this controller and sort of, with a little bit of effort, manage to get it to emulate a mouse and a keyboard.
I don't understand. So did they sell it to folk who had Macs, mm-hmm. telling them it worked for Mac, mm-hmm. or it didn't at all?
Yeah, because I almost bought one. I'm really kicking myself that I didn't now. Seriously.
Why?
Well, because what Valve have done is said that because of the screw-up, and this is an exact quote from an email that people with Macs have got, we've added the Valve Complete Pack to your Steam account as a free gift from Valve. This will give you all of Valve's games, past, present, and future, free of charge. Even better, those who receive the bundle will get to keep it, even if they choose to return the Steam controller and or Steam Link for a refund as apology for the inconvenience. So basically, any game on Steam that works on Mac... That's actually quite a good point. It's not any game that works on Mac. Very good point.
So it's like Left 4 Dead, Half Life.
Yeah, all them kind of things are totally free. So when Half Life 3
eventually comes out. Company.
Yeah. So when Half Life 3 eventually comes out or Left 4 Dead or whatever. Not Left 4 Dead.
It's a back catalogue of real good games. Although I presume anyone who's buying that controller owns those games already.
Well, I was thinking I probably
still
own
future games.
Yeah, yeah. I own all the games up till now. I really thought about buying it and I'm kind of kicking myself. Yeah, I didn't. I went to the process because I was sitting waiting on you one night coming onto Arc, and I went to the process of actually sticking it in the basket, and then I had to go and log into PayPal, and my PC isn't logged into PayPal, and I actually, oh screw it, I'll do it another day. So it was a shame.
So you went to play Arc with you when me and you were playing Vermintide? You just left them hanging there?
No, I've not been in Arc for a few days.
Another time.
I thought you said earlier.
One time.
So the chat room says the bloke from the video is called Mark Norris, looks like the bloke from the Warzels. All right, okay. And then Ella says, what the hell? I didn't actually specify what exactly he is expleting at. Ross is asking us, have you tried this? And then that pastes an Amazon link in the chat room. That's helpful. So let's just have a wee look at that. So that is a generic Xbox 360 wireless gaming receiver. Yes, Ross, I have one. It works really, really well to a degree, but if you want to use an Xbox One controller, it's far better to actually link it up using the micro USB port straight into your Mac
or your PC. That one works for the 360 controllers for the wireless link.
That's a good point. It doesn't work for the Xbox One.
It doesn't work for the Xbox One. There's another wireless receiver you'd have to get to have that wireless.
I actually find cabled is far, far more reliable.
I've not had an issue with that wirelessly at all, but if you're sitting not far away from your PC, then just wire it.
Yep. Cool. Another game that was announced at Paris Games Week. Come on, you tell me if that's actually the Detroit game.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So another game that came out at, or was announced there by a company called Quantic?
It's Quantic Dream. These are the same asshole that made Heavy Rain.
Yeah. I mean, so, it's expected to be fairly cinematic.
Definitely. No.
Which one, sorry? Oh, yeah, definitely that one. Yeah. Can't pronounce the name. I'm just wondering if this is going to have like a press X to shout Jason again. Like Heavy Rain, that was sorry. Jason!
This is their first PS4 game, of course. As Chiz rightly points out, they have made PS3 games in the past. We can assume that this game is highly cinematic, but it does look gorgeous.
It has emotions.
It does look really pretty.
Right, just as a tip for anyone making robots in the future, if you're going to make robots and you're going to make them look like people, don't kind of semi-torture them.
Well, this is all about. When you watch the trailer, and there's obviously like a soundtrack that goes over the top of this, it's essentially that androids in this post-futuristic kind of Detroit world, androids are effectively our slaves. And they look like humans, and they act like humans, apart from the fact they've got this little light circle in their temple.
Apart from her.
Her name's Kara. She appears to be the protagonist in the game. And she wants to be more than a human. Yeah. Sorry, wants to be more than an android. She wants a human life.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, it's a David Cage game, so you'll end up playing multiple characters. The story will make no sense at all. It'll be badly written.
You're really selling this here, Chiz.
You were saying in the pressing, he kept talking about emotions and blah blah blah, but the guy is David Cage is a hack. He's terrible.
Okay.
So this game is not. I think he's Android himself who's trying to learn emotions.
And so I'm just going to take this opportunity to welcome a new sponsor on the show. David Cage is our new sponsor this evening. after Chiz completely destroys it. It looks gorgeous, though. It really does look like a beautiful game.
No, yeah, it kind of frustrates me. He tries to do. He's basically trying to make a cinematic game.
Yeah.
But he boils the game. It wouldn't be so bad if the story was any good, but it never is. It's terrible. And
yeah.
But the gameplay just boils down to quick time events, which is the same as the Telltale games, but the difference is they actually tell a good story with actually decent characters and it's well written. Well, these just aren't. It's just cringe-worthy, horrible, Frenchy nonsense.
Frenchy nonsense.
He's French, he's terrible.
In the chat room, Ross is saying it sounds a bit Blade Runner-y. I guess it does. Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. It looks like she's trying to start like a revolution a little bit.
It does have that sort of feel to it, yeah. Ewan in the chat room is saying Detroit looks like that now, never mind a dystopian future. Ellis...
Rainy.
Ellis appears to be having some sort of identity crisis in the chat room because Ellis is now known as The is now known as Ellis. Ellis is now known as Ewan. Ewan is now known as unidentified 26197. And unidentified 26197 is now known as Ellis's dad. So something's going on there. There's a lot of morphing going on in the chat room. Anyway, so Sam, I thought you would quite appreciate this one.
Okay.
This next one, you ready? This next one is called Home Free. So basically what this is it's PS4 release. It's an independent developer.
So I'm going to appreciate it, but I can't get it at all.
No, it's very good. Okay. PS4, sorry. About the life of a dog lost in a randomly generated city. You play as that dog. You'll need to find food, a safe place to sleep, and friends, both human and canine. Eventually, hopefully, you'll find home.
Sounds really sad and horrible.
A dog's favourite thing, the bum random stuff.
The dog's just been abandoned.
Yep. So that's basically
I don't mind this at all.
This is the premise of the game. You're now this dog, and you're just kicking about the city. A guy named Kevin Canciendine, something like that.
Oh my god! I'm gonna have to put times eight.
There's a quote from him. I was interested in making a game where you could basically be just a dog.
Here comes the bumming.
Seeing the world from the dog's perspective. A game where you can run, jump, wrestle, tackle, and sniff butts. I wanted to create a game about sheer joy and physicality of dog play. So I thought you'd like this, Chiz, mainly...
Sam. A furry?
What? Oh, all right, okay.
It sounds a little bit like Batman is a furry.
It's kind of similar, I thought, to Goat Simulator in Tokyo Jungle. Here we go. Some action.
I can already tell this...
Dog-on-dog action.
I can already tell this will be better written and have better emotional connection than what David Cage's bloody Detroit will have.
Yeah, the chat room's saying that they're fed up of games becoming just movies with some mediocre gameplay, and Ross says he agrees.
Yeah.
And also it's just been clarified where the morphing of Ellis has gone. He went to bed, and so Ewan took over the account, so I think that's pretty much answered that.
Yeah, now onto the X-rated part of the show.
The chat room is also asking, is this dog game on the Atari or Commodore 64? I think basically it's a single
indie
guy
title.
Developer.
Yeah, when it comes to these sort of games, you have to forgive the basic graphics. Yeah. It's still pretty... It's still a stylistic sort of way he's went with it as well.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Whole city.
Yeah, well, it's sort of automatically generating, so there must be some algorithm in there doing that. He put on Kickstarter to try and fund it, and he hit his target on October 30th, 2015. And at the time of me taking the notes about 2 hours ago, he had 4,073 backers pledging $98,328.
So now he's abandoned the game and lives in the Caribbean.
Dear. So the next one, this is another one that came out at the Paris Games Week. Gran Turismo Sport. I have to admit, I've not been into the Gran Turismo series since the really early PS2 days, I have to say.
It was Gran Turismo 2 was the last one. Yeah.
Like when you could like kind of upgrade. I think it was probably one of the first games where you were able to upgrade your cars and all that kind of stuff.
It was all about actually buying cars, unlocking them, and just kind of... It was upgrading them, it was something about actually collecting the cars and racing them and whatnot.
And they had really good cars and really awful cars.
Like, they had tons of cars. Like, but after Gran Turismo 2, I got a bit fed up of it, and I think the last one I really played was, I think it was Prologue, which I got with my PlayStation 3, which bored me to tears. But I'm interested in this, because now that I've got my steering wheel, I'm up for playing more and more iteration games.
Yeah.
But the thing that's really annoying me is, if this turns out to be fantastic, I can't use my steering wheel, because it will
steering wheel's Xbox.
Xbox One PC. That's what annoys me. The way Sony and Microsoft have worked, they've locked down the steering wheels. You can't have a steering wheel that works on both.
Mm.
So it's kind of it screws over people who have both the consoles.
If you can afford to have both, you can buy two steering wheels.
I'm not spending another £200 on a steering wheel. But it's really, really annoying that they should be open up to any steering wheel that you like. Yeah. You could do that on in past consoles, but they've screwed over this gen folk who. Like even folk who've got expensive wheels that they used on their PC and the PS3 and the 360 can't use them on the newer consoles either, which I think's pretty crappy.
Yeah. So apparently, though, this does support PlayStation VR, the head-mounted PlayStation thing that should be coming out this Christmas as well. So it's much more than just a prologue, apparently, because this should have been Gran Turismo 7. And normally when they do these sort of non-numerical upgrades, it's sort of a prologue, sort of a stopgap
like
between
fancy
them.
Demo usually.
But this apparently is not. They've just decided to break away from that numerical model.
No, but apparently there is going to be a Gran Turismo 7. This isn't Gran Turismo...
Really? Oh, I thought it was.
This is like a different... Like, it's basically more of an online leagues sort of racing game.
Yeah, so it's all around the online championships that have been officially sanctioned by the FIA, the Federation Internationale de l'Automobile, as they say in Spain.
I'm going to take one off, Derek, because I like how you said that.
Betafold, this title is expected in spring 2016, with a full version releasing later in 2016. Sam, this is one that you've said that you're quite interested in. If I can read this, this is getting really, really hard for me to read some of these. So this is Transformers Devastation.
So no one really answered me about that.
It's made by the same guys that made the Metal Gear Rising game. It's Platinum Games, who have got a real good track record making decent hack and slash stuff.
I did a bit, and it looks
fantastic.
But you don't like hack and slash, notoriously.
No. Until I sit down and play.
Apart from the ones that he does. It's got this really cool original Transformer cartoon kind of feel to it. And
it does. I mean, it looks, it's like cel-shaded. It's all very 80s. They apparently have the original 80s cast of the Transformers cartoons reprising their roles as well.
The voices were amazing.
Yeah, I know.
It makes Michael Bay look like the dickwad he is.
The
51 minutes and 35 seconds.
We don't bleep that, do we?
Do we not?
I thought we didn't bleep that. I thought we just bleeped the top three, the big three.
No.
So you can say everything right up to fellatio. It's all good.
Right up. I think dick is worse than fellatio, Paul.
Not in my mind. For some reason, we haven't actually seen any gameplay yet.
Narrow sexual orientation.
Paul loves giving dick fellatio.
Right, okay, I've just skipped forward because we weren't actually seeing anything of that game.
Yeah, so Transformers looks really,
it's because you're on a playthrough. That's what happens, you've got playthroughs.
Yeah.
I was trying to do it on the train, I'm sorry.
I don't know how fun it'll be to play.
For goodness sake.
I hope.
So I read a review this afternoon and they went into it fully expecting it to be rubbish. We've got some dude in the corner here. Jeez, get on with it. Right.
Oiled machine.
There we go. See, it's all cel-shaded. All looks awesome.
Yeah, like, I think it looks like the cartoon.
Yeah, it does. It's really, really cool.
Better looking than the cartoon. And I say, it's Platinum Games. So bad thing I've heard about it is it can be a little bit repetitive and it's quite short.
Yeah,
so you can pick it up for cheap, but everyone, anyone who's a fan of the old games, that have all said that it's really decent and there's a brilliant game in there, but it's like they needed another year to actually basically build on it.
My problem is I think I'll be awful at it. I can really see like Chris Cameron playing it.
Yeah, it looks like something you'd quite enjoy.
Chris game.
Yeah. The chat room says, after some debate, Felicio beats Dick every time. So there you go. This came out on October the 6th on PC, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. The next one is one that I was quite amused by, the fact that he even got onto Steam. I've lost my mouse cursor. Where the hell's my mouse? Oh, there it is. Here we go. So I'm really surprised that this got onto Steam Early Access. £4.79. It came out on the 13th of October. This is the Gabe Newell Simulator. This game starts at E3, where Gabe is announcing Half-Life 3, and then goes on to a wild, wild third-person shooter ride through various different places. It kind of has a bit of a Half-Life feel about it at times. It's just all over the place. It's made by a single guy, an Italian called Antonio Exinot Retna, apparently. And apparently, when he was asked if he was going to be in bother for writing this, he apparently wrote to Gabe Newell and got written permission from him. Otherwise, he was not able to publish. And it's not actually started playing this sodding game yet. There we go. So here we go. This is Gabe Newell Simulator. This is Gabe himself.
He's looking pretty chunky there, actually.
What number is that, Sam?
Have you not seen Gabe Newell?
No, I don't think he was.
Sam, number.
Why?
You said a sweary.
He said no, chunky.
No, the word before that.
Gabe is looking quite chunky.
I wouldn't have a problem if he said Gabe.
He didn't swear.
I thought you did.
No,
he didn't.
Can you give me the number just so I can double check?
I definitely didn't.
54, 40-odd, 30-odd, probably around about there.
Fine. Cool. So this looks interesting in a sort of a... I probably would buy it, play it for 5 minutes, be amused by it, and then not play it anymore.
The dead bodies seem to stop you from going through doors.
He also has got a bit of a pear shape about him.
Well, Gabe Newell's a chunky fella.
And also, his hair is darker in real life.
Have you seen the back of his head often?
Oh, dear. Very good. So,
at least you're a giver. But, yeah. Does this count as that one?
Possibly, yeah.
We're close we're going to get to that, because you're actually quite restrained, but it's Talks Box about a game or handheld game that no one gives a about.
Oh, no, that's coming, don't worry.
All right.
So,
that was about 55 minutes.
I would...
That's a death, sir.
Okay. 55... I missed that. So I'd just like to thank the good people at UK2 for sponsoring this podcast. They support all of the podcasts in the British Tech Network, and they provide all of our bandwidth to get our awesome shows out to your lovely ears and eyeballs now. Look, we're here. We're visual. It's awesome. They support everything in terms of our website and all of our hosting and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to get anything awesome from them, please head on over to thebritishnetwork.com/UK2. And then, or if you want to go to thebritishnetwork.com/sponsors, you can see all of the awesome voucher codes and things like that to use with UK2. Thank you very much, UK2, for supporting us. That's awesome of you. The other thing I just want to mention is, actually, I'm going to skip over that one, and I have lost our 100 TB ad. I don't know where it is. It should be that one, but it's missing. So I'll just talk about 100 TB. The logo appears to be missing, unfortunately. So thank you very much, 100 TB. You sponsor the stream for us now, right now. When I'm saying now, you're hearing me say now, thanks to 100TB, and that's very good of them. They provide our streaming server, and we've got something really cool coming this week. Hopefully should be up and running by the time the big show comes on, no pressure, Anders, and that will be awesome. It's taking use of that live server and giving you something extra, you happy, happy listener, you. So thank you very much, 100TB. Please, please, please head on over to 100TB and let them know that we sent you. Or if you head to britishtechnetwork.com/100100TB. That'll just redirect you. The other thing I just want to mention is Patreon. We couldn't do this show without the support that you guys give us through Patreon. We wouldn't be able to get have this awesome tech set up that gives us absolutely no issues if it wasn't for the Patreon money. And in more seriousness, we might be able to make it a little bit slicker and not so crap if we had more. Yeah. So if you head on over to Patreon...
We could afford a small Filipino boy that rubs down Sam's legs every day so he has the ability to walk.
If you want to head out to patreon.com and look for the British Tech Network, or alternatively britishtechnetwork.com/Patreon, and you want to give us anything from a dollar upwards a month, a dollar is a mere 60 pence. That's not even the price of a cheap cup of coffee at a train station. And that's good. That's good value. If you're listening to us right now, if you're hearing us in your ears, you're getting that 60 pence of value right now. That's definitely, definitely significantly less than Sam pays his wife. Right. So, the next thing we want to just cover off... I've got a dirty look down here. The next thing we just want to cover off is...
He really wasn't. Yeah.
Well, Amy's not found out about her yet.
And the Filipino boy that Chiz was talking about is my lard greasing boy.
Lard greasing boy.
Yeah.
So does he make the lard grease for another boy to put onto you?
No.
He just greases you up.
He makes the lard himself.
For my wrestling. I'm known in Mexico as El Griso.
That's not just in the ring.
Mm.
Well, several rings.
Right, I'm just trying to find.
Was,
oh, jeez. I didn't actually line up this video, and I'm just getting a whole bunch of bloody YouTubers. Anyway, Sam, what have you been playing this week?
I have been playing... Well, what were you going to talk about, actually?
I'm Halo 5.
All right.
You've got Vermintide.
Well, I and Chiz, and also Bede, and we tried to persuade Paul, but he's pretty useless.
I've been very busy.
Playing Vermintide.
Or Warhammer End Times Vermintide, because there wasn't enough Vermintide titles in there.
Vermintide, we'll just ignore the start bit. Vermintide is a bit Left 4 Dead-y, it's a bit first-person shooter, except you can mostly swap that shooting for... Because that wasn't rude! At all!
Please continue.
My God! You are a toss-meister. It's really cool.
This is pretty much
just kind of the video, Paul. Is there anything with the actual game on it?
See, you know what? When I play the actual game, you guys moan about me playing the game.
Get out of the biscuit box.
Go to the upper next one, the top right one. That'll do. It's 8 minutes of gameplay.
All right, there we go.
But yeah, it is, in essence, basically a rip-off of Left 4 Dead, but that's not a bad thing in my book, because it's probably years till we actually see a Left 4 Dead 3, or if at all, so it's good to have some of this.
Kind of different elements.
Yeah, it's more melee... The melee fixed a lot of issues for Left 4 Dead, where the melee was terrible.
You want to skip on a bit?
This was much more... You can actually feel like your blow is hitting and limbs go flying. It's a lot more satisfying that way.
It's very intense and frenetic.
They're very pretty games.
It's mostly a whole load of Skaven, which are like creepy little rat men running at you. But there are also special kind of Skaven... There's the grabber bloke who has a big long stick, kind of like a dog catcher.
Which is quite funny when you see somebody.
Yeah.
Thing, but which is basically he's like the smoker from Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, grabs you and drags you away.
Yeah.
There's a globadier, poison something globadier.
Yeah.
Who lobs like globes at you and it leaks out.
It's like the blower.
Poison gas. Then there's the assassin
yeah.
who appears out of nowhere and stabs you in the back
like the hunter.
A gazillion times. It's really, really horrible, like the hunter. And then like the, what was the Left 4 Dead name for the big?
Tank.
The tank.
There's a rat ogre,
which is a big, giant ogre rat thing that... scares the pants off me.
And there's the Gatling gun one as well.
Yeah, there's the Gatling gun. So there's a lad with a Gatling gun who shoots the hell out of you. It could be one of the most dangerous ones, I find.
Yeah, like, because you have to, if he's far away and there's no, and it's hard, and you can't get your way over to him, you have to take him at ranged weapons, but you still have to stand out in the open and hit him with the ranged weapons. And if he's shooting right at you, he does a lot of damage.
If you wait long enough, he has to reload eventually.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of close the distance.
It takes him a couple of seconds to get going, so if you get him to stop firing, then get a few shots in before he gets going again. Yeah.
There's also the Storm Vermin Commander, who's like an armoured lad.
He looks like a Roman knight rat bastard.
And he's pretty tough to take out, actually, although I'm starting to get the hang of it. The five characters you can play are an Empire Soldier, who's like your damage-dealing bloke. Mostly melee. A little dwarf who's your tank, who soaks up all the damage. An elf, a wood elf, who does most of the shooting.
What clues, Paul?
A wizard, who sets everything on fire, which is pretty funky. And Chiz's favourite? The Witch Hunter?
Yeah, the Witch Hunter, yeah. He's got he can change
50 pistols.
Yeah, you just fire them all off. He's like, if you get him stood next to an ammunition crate, basically becomes a gun turret.
Mm. The interesting thing about the characters, though, is that as you go through, you can pick up different weapon sets, which kind of can change your gameplay. So if you like the Wood Elf, for example, who does most of the shooting, there's like a really, really fast shooting bow to take out tons and tons of enemies at once. There's also kind of a slow shot snipey shooting bow and a few other bits and pieces. There's quite a lot of kind of different elements to it. You're drawing boobs. Chiz has drawn some boobs on himself.
First point of him showing up.
You can change. Each character is kind of geared towards a certain task, but you can change the tasks that you want to use or how you want to play them by giving them different weapons, which is pretty funky.
Okay.
Cool.
Paul isn't talking, then he's behaving like an asshole.
The game encourages the replay to unlock more weapons and stuff. I've not unlocked too much yet. You've unlocked quite a few stuff.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I've only done a couple levels so far. I've only successfully completed about two levels and died numerous times. We failed at the end of Lost Connection, but I'm enjoying it so far. And for £15 or £12 on
CD keys,
yeah. And if you're a fan of Left 4 Dead and need something to fill the hole until Val pulled a finger out to make Left 4 Dead 3, check this out. Cool. And if you're a fan of Warhammer as well, it's actually a decent Warhammer game for a change.
Where did this come from? This sort of appeared from nowhere.
It did kind of sneak up on us.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of Warhammer games.
I think it's Games Workshop seem to be aggressively hunting developers down to make games for them now, because there's a few like.
Have you noticed? Sorry, Games Workshop have changed the name of their shops as well. I was just walking up the Royal Mile the other day, and it's just called Warhammer.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah, they seem to be doing quite an aggressive sort of sales thing.
Yeah, well, it seems to work out because they've got this, which I was told, I saw a while back, and I had pointed out to you, but I think you're already aware of it.
Yeah.
But you were skeptical, but then the reviews came out, and it's been pretty positive.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's decent, and they've got the Total War version Warhammer coming out, which will be awesome.
And Mordheim, and a new version of Blood Bowl.
Yeah, and there's a few mobile games as well.
Have you had to play that yet, Chiz? Sam, sorry.
No, I haven't actually.
Right, cool.
Yeah, there's the Rat Ogre.
Yeah, Rat Ogre.
Cool.
It's beautiful. Like, it's horrible. It's a good-looking game. It's a very good-looking game.
Chiz, you have been playing Halo, I believe.
What's that about?
It's about a guy who's locked inside a suit and complains that he's not allowed to take it off. So he's really sexually frustrated. He's constantly just rubbing against the armour to get himself off. And he's in love with an AI who doesn't have a physical...
He can never satisfy his urges.
No. She's like, she doesn't have a physical body, and when she does appear, she's so small that it looks creepy.
But it does make his wang look big.
Yeah, but you can't see his wang because he's trapped. So he's just in a suit full of piss and shit.
Nice. What number is that?
Spunk and friction burns.
The number?
I did a number. Do you have the cake box?
1:07.
And how many seconds?
Basically 1 minute sin or just before 1 minute sin, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so Halo 5. Yeah, I've finished the campaign the other day on Heroic and really enjoyed it.
Nice.
A few better than Halo 4. The campaign, the levels are pretty decent. I wouldn't say that there's still no level it's still rivaled the first time you play the Silent Cartographer and hit the first Halo game.
Right, yeah.
That's still one of those moments in gaming where you go, this is amazing. There's no level it does that, but it's still fun and enjoyable, and because you're playing with a four-man team, either AI, it's basically the game. I've not played it in co-op yet, but I'm keen to get a few other people online at the same time and do the co-op on Legendary, because it seems very much built towards that.
Right, okay.
And yeah, your AI seems to work pretty well.
Is it just two-player, or can you, like, because it was Halo 3, we could have a four-player, yeah, isn't it?
It's four-player, because you've got
the four-player.
It's a four-man squad you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you need four players.
Yeah. By the way, you can do it with, one, two, three, or four, and...
Yeah, just AI and, stuff, yeah.
And the AI works all right. They'll revive if you get put down. There was a lot of folk around online were complaining that AI is rubbish at trying to get you up sometimes, but... I think it's more down to your own fault. If you get downed next to a really strong enemy and hit the button to get revived, your AI will obviously try and get over to revive you, but more than likely that big strong enemy is going to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of your own fault for being next to that, for getting yourself downed to that enemy anyway, so I don't really see how it's the AI's fault. And I found the AI all right. Whenever they were driving vehicles, I was manning the gun, they were fine. When you jump into a vehicle, they'll try and jump in other things and follow you around.
It's pretty good,
and you push up on the D-pad to tell them to either pick up certain weapons or go there or attack that enemy or flank, whatever, and it seemed to work pretty well. And I was playing it on it's Heroic on my first playthrough, and which is slightly challenging, and yeah, at no point did I feel annoyed with AI at all.
Right, okay.
The story, which I won't go into, but the reviews I read all seemed to complain that the story wasn't very good, but I found it serviceable. It wasn't anything really bad about it. Like, the Halo stories have never been overly that interesting. They've never been groundbreaking anyway.
No, but they've been alright.
Yeah, they've been alright. It's been more the interesting part of it is the universe they've created rather than the actual story. And the same here, I enjoyed it. It was pretty predictable. Like the twists, well, there were some things you weren't sure, but the surprises weren't massive sort of surprises. You kind of go, oh my god. You just kind of go, oh, all right.
So but, what's the premise then?
Well, did you play and complete Halo 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically at the end of Halo 4...
you kill off that bloke.
The Didact. Yeah. You kill him and Cortana dies as well. So it picks up. Where basically, they've been sent up a new Spartan called Spartan Locke, who's got his own fire team. So it's basically you control two different teams, who each have its four members, mm-hmm. And a part of Locke's team, he's got a guy called it's Buck, who was in ODST, who's played by Nathan Fillion. So he's back in this, but this time he's a Spartan because he was a ODST in that game, and now he's a Spartan.
Okay.
And you're
I thought Spartans were like born to be Spartans.
Yeah, but Locke and Buck are new version Spartans, where they're actually changed rather than born that way, and they actually talk about it in this. Like the Spartan program's evolved, where they're no longer capturing. It's Halsey, who is one of the characters who came in Halo Reach. She was kind of the person who captured the Master Chief and turned him into what he is. Whatever, and she's kind of, well, she's basically unwanted because of what she did. She did that in secret,
right?
So there's she's not particularly a she's in it and she gets used, but she's not particularly a free person within the UNSC. But they kind of use her, but she's kind of under arrest the whole time because of what she did.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's basically the Master Chief coping without Cortana, and he goes AWOL at some point near the start, and Locke gets sent in after him. That's all I can really say without ruining anymore.
Okay.
So at first it's kind of Locke versus the Master Chief, and obviously the plot evolves after that. But yeah, I really enjoy it. It's better than Halo 4, as good as the past Halos really, but no really standout moments. Graphically, I don't know, it's weird. There's moments where the game was utterly gorgeous, and there's other times where it looks like the 360 version. Like the textures in some areas are just a bit, I don't know, bad. I don't know, it's... I think they made sacrifices to make sure the game runs at 60 frames per second, which it does. Like, I never noticed any. The game runs smoothly as hell, but I think they've obviously scaled it back to make sure it stays at 60 frames a second. Because I know they've got its resolution will change depending on what's happening. So like, if it's total mayhem, its resolution will automatically drop, then scale back up again. And I don't know if that mess with graphics and the way its textures kind of pop in and whatnot. So yeah, it has a few graphical faults, I think, but overall the game plays fantastically. And
cool. Would you rather have graphical faults or the game?
Yeah, but I was still a little bit saddened that in this general console that the game didn't look as good. Like, there's at times I was playing it, I'm just kind of going, I've just finished playing Halo 4 on the Master Chief Collection not long ago, and there's times looking at it and kind of going, this just looks the same as Halo 4 in the 360, and I was a little bit saddened that it didn't look that much better, but it plays well, and with the new Spartan abilities where your charge and your ground pound and various things like that, it changes up the gameplay, and it still feels like Halo, but with those new elements you've just got extra tactics, and its levels are more vertical now, and a bit more like you very rarely get told to go down through one route. Usually if there's a place you need to go, you've got various ways you can actually do it in flat and whatnot.
That's quite cool, yeah.
So it's fun. Yep, if you're a fan of Halo, definitely pick up. I'm really enjoying it. I've not actually jumped in the multiplayer yet. I'm kind of still messed about.
So the chat room is just asking about that. Is the multiplayer any good? Is online any good?
I've not jumped in the multiplayer yet, but everywhere I read, well, I really enjoy the campaign, where every review I've read, I've said the campaign's the weakest part of it, well, the multiplayer is fantastic. So the fact that I enjoy the campaign
suggests that the multiplayer should be very good.
And it's Halo, and I played the beta last year, which was just the 5v5 arena thing they did. So I've not played all of the same, and I really enjoyed the beta.
Nice.
So, like,
nice.
If you're planning on get it and join me online at some point.
Nice. Apparently it's £35 from Smith's Toys Tours, according to Ross in the chat room.
Here we go.
So there you go. I have been playing. I've actually been really busy recently, and so I picked up. Well, actually, to be fair, my daughter picked up, and I just started playing it on the train the other day because I was a bit bored and the battery ran out of my laptop and I had nothing better to do. So I started playing Minecraft Story Mode. So this is a new one from Telltale.
Well, it's Telltale, so I'm kind of hesitant not to.
No, so it kind of feels like the worst of both worlds for me. The story's entertaining to a degree.
It's Telltale very good at doing that part of it.
Well, so the story's very, it's okay, but it's entirely designed for sort of tweens. You know, like, it's that whole kind of comedy stuff is kind of very them. It's not awful.
Hang on, roll that clip back. Did that man in the back alley just offer that teenager
his balls?
No, it's a little bit of Lapaluzali, or however you pronounce it, I can't remember.
Snuff.
There you go. So it's
definitely a condom.
That's a diamond, which doesn't happen. Anyway, so it's not awful. The biggest thing that I disliked about it was, and it's very point and click, like very many other Telltale games. But the other Telltale games, you kind of have to go and explore. Here, there's actually like targets appear on things that you can click on.
That's the same with all Telltale games.
So the Back to the Future Telltale game wasn't like that at all. And that's the only other one I've played, I have to say.
I think this one will be the same as the current ones, like the Borderlands one, the Game of Thrones, and the Walking Dead one.
So yeah, it's effectively a story that you just click through and you have to hit targets that exist on the screen. You can't really
but
go wrong.
A choice at some point, like say like a certain character will level.
There's lots of choices.
Yeah. That's what's good about these sort of games. But yeah, but that
I haven't actually seen any ramifications. I haven't seen any ramifications from my choices. I mean, what I was sort of expecting was, in like the iPhone version of Minecraft, there's actually certain things that you do, like to chop trees down and stuff like that. But instead on this, it's still just a target. You just tap with your finger on the screen to kind of chop trees down and stuff. So I was a little disappointed they didn't have the same sort of mechanics as regular Minecraft. But my daughter really likes it. I have to admit, it wasn't awful. It kind of was entertaining for a train journey for me. I think it's like £4 or something like that. It's not awful. If you're into Telltale games, if you're into Telltale games and you kind of like Minecraft, it's probably not a bad thing for a pickup for the train.
How long did the first episode lie, or are you still playing through it?
I haven't finished yet. My daughter finished it, and she reckons it took her about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, it basically sounds like the same sort of formula as the rest of them, like 5 to 6 episodes each, about 1 to 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Also, Chase, dumb question. Paul never finishes anything,
true. I will have you know, finished Grand Theft Auto twice.
You've never mentioned that before.
Yes, cool. That's us. Is there anything else you guys want to bring up?
Ark Halloween.
Oh, Jesus.
Doesn't matter.
Show's already dragging long, right? Okay. Ark Halloween.
That keen seconds. To stop.
Right, let's see if I can find a video. Can you guys see better than me? Which one at the top?
One.
That one.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so this is I've not actually went on to play this yet. I think it expires on Wednesday. I think it was around Wednesday to Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So basically what they've done is they've put a little bit of a patch on Ark. So if you play Ark... Sorry?
It's
quite a big patch. I mean, it basically is a graphics patch. Everything else acts exactly the same way, except for in a second when you see there's obviously something weird going on here. It hasn't actually shown you anything yet.
They're doing the spooky music at the start.
Okay.
Like the spooky music at the start.
There we go.
No, that's just a picture.
You told me to click on this one.
I did, but...
This is poo. Is there anything down here that's worth clicking?
Okay, so they put in... a load of pumpkins, a load of spooky scarecrows, dinosaurs that are all skeletal that you can nick off with like skeletal suits, candy corns, which I've never seen in my life, as drops, and there are spiders and bats about the place, and you can actually tame both of them, which you've never been able to before. There's a skeletal Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
The two biggest ones, though, there's the Dodo Rex, which is pretty awesome, which is a gigantic kind of combination between a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a dodo. It breathes fire and is phenomenally difficult to kill. There's a set of videos that I watch, Slipgator and Zul'jin and Drax and a few other guys. Their whole clan tried to take this thing down.
Mm-hmm.
They brought 8 Tyrannosaurus Rexes in on it and still couldn't kill it.
Wow. Basically, all it is they've added a new, and I don't mean to down this at all, but they've effectively added just a new sort of graphics layer on top of it.
All the trees are kind of autumnal.
So your all your dinosaurs that you've got in your base have all turned into...
No.
They're all normal?
Yeah, they're all normal. You have to go out and hunt.
Oh, is it very specific ones? I thought it was just like an overlay.
It's like the alphas, which right. are like super tough dinos.
Are now skeletons just for a week or so. Right.
Yeah. And you can tame spiders and ride them, but I believe you get to keep them afterwards. There's also...
So did they stay as skeletons afterwards?
I think so. Wow. You get to keep the skeletal suits mm-hmm. that you nick off with. And there's also zombie dodos.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're quite cool.
Of zombie dodos.
I did think it was interesting that there's graveyards. Who buried folk?
I don't know. But when you pick up the gravestones, you pick it up and it goes, which is quite funny.
Very good.
Yeah,
so just another call again. We have a Gamer Show server.
33% off it at the moment.
This is quite a common thing in these sort of games now, where they add like a seasonal, like it's Grand Theft Auto Online's got the same thing.
Well,
going
WoW
on as well,
and
but,
stuff like that have done it for years and years and years. So
whereabouts do you get it for 33% off? Is that on Steam?
I think it's on Steam currently at 33% off. It's like a special deal they've got on at the moment. I'm not sure what price that comes out at.
I will tell you.
When I got it originally, I think I only got it for like 15 quid or something.
Yeah. It's currently $22.99.
Okay, so
That's fairly normal. I don't think it goes for much more than that in general.
That's all right.
Because I think that's what I paid for it.
So you could probably... you can only get it on Steam because it's still in...
Yeah, it's still in Greenlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome game. I'd highly recommend it. And if anybody wants to join us in our server, the offer is still open. If you want to, come and join us in our server, we have our own dedicated Gamer Show server. We have most of the... Sam has claimed most of the East Coast, You will find me and Bede's bodies lying all over the joint with very little to our name. And Chiz has yet to join us because he can't get onto the server for some weird reason. So there you
go. But it's a good game to play anyway.
It is. It is very good.
There are a lot of servers with some really nice people. And if you're
there are some with arseholes as well, but that's the same
everyone. If you're into like the full-on fighting, there are some real asshole servers, so go for it.
Yeah, there is. Cool. Grant, okay. Well, that's basically us for this evening. We've got nothing else to talk about. Just before I close up the show, would you like to release your scores?
Yeah, should we go with the ones he hasn't said?
You guys are on there, so you can hold it up if you want.
I think you didn't get misunderstands what a game is about this week. You did not get a Mario boner.
Okay.
And
I did, actually.
You,
I did.
Did you?
I got a Mario boner.
He's always got my
head. Look, there's a Nintendo bag just beside my monitor, so of course I got that. It's just permanent.
Didn't penetrate
you
there.
Didn't say ba-boom ch.
I don't say that.
You didn't.
I sometimes said the YouTube video that I have saved as a snippet so that I could quickly send it to people.
We did get annoying, loud, excited intro.
No, you didn't.
Not this time we did, I think.
I think
or was that before we did the proper
the
start? I think we actually started, you hadn't, but their technical hitch start, you did.
Describes... Oh, no, you didn't really describe frame for frame what is happening in a video. You got three times over, can't pronounce a name. You got talks bollocks about a mobile or handheld game that no one gives a shh about.
Actually, I've just discovered quite a cool technique. Because you guys have to work for me and tell me what the number is after you swear, you actually don't want to swear because it's too much hassle for you.
No, I generally don't swear that much if you check.
He's been trying.
Got fake laugh. Twice.
Numerous.
Confuses a game with another game or film or TV show. Ball achingly bad joke. Sighs, mutters, complains about swearing, and inept audio visual tech issue came in twice.
But we still went live, and we had no issues like that since then.
Ish. Well, the stereo came back, and then it dropped.
Well, look, it's even on fancy paper.
Yeah. It is on fancy paper.
Wow, no expense spared, eh?
You can keep that in frame there if you want.
No expense spared of Edelston High School.
That can be like a...
Wow.
Impressive. Cheers, stealing art.
Art supplies.
Again.
Very much.
Well, thank you very much for watching. We will be back in 2 weeks. If you want to follow us, please follow us at British Tech on Twitter. If you want to come and see us, we're on Facebook. Just search for The Gamer Show on Facebook or search for British Tech on Facebook. If you want to get a hold of us, it's britishtechnews@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Paul Wheatley. It has been incredible spending the evening with you guys. Not these two, you guys listening on the other end of some sort of electronic device. I have enjoyed it muchly, and I will speak to you again in 2 weeks. Good night!
Toodles.